We just wanted to wrap up just for a few minutes on what we were discussing before lunch and the bubbles, and talk about challenging deportability, wrapping up what we were talking about in challenging deportability. And that is taking what we have told you, because we have talked a lot about it. We used a lot of time in the morning talking about challenging motion to suppress. A motion to suppress, you want to suppress evidence that's being entered into the record. And here's the thing. If you have doubts about that notice to appear, that's what you want to suppress, because that is the charging document. And there are no charges if you can get that document suppressed. So what you don't want to do is agree to admit it into evidence. You want to file a motion for all the reasons why that document should be suppressed. It could be the way it was obtained. It could be the way the client even had first contact.
Could be a bad stop.
Yeah. Could be a bad stop. But you have to make sure and time it. And so the most important thing about motions to suppress are knowing what the timing is. And that is going to be before the NTA. Not before. I mean, obviously, you can't do it before the NTA. But you don't want to waive any objection to the entrance of that, because NTA, anytime you go through the exhibits in a record of proceeding, the ROP, exhibit one, notice to appear. And so that's what you want to suppress. Sometimes judges will give you hearings on your motion to suppress. They'll want to hear why this was fundamentally unfair, how this violated your client's constitutional rights as they relate to a removal hearing, which unfortunately are not as high as, say, a criminal hearing, but still existent, not non-existent. Finally, contesting deportability, remember, okay, even if that NTA does get entered into evidence,